Praise Master Jesus. If you're happy to be alive, shout hallelujah. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
I have decided,
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
His name is Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Your name is higher than any other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is Savior. Your name is Counselor. Your name is Excellent. Your name is King of Glory, King of Kings, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Holy One of Israel, the Alpha, the Omega, the Bright and Morning Star, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. The one who woke us up this morning, the one who brought us into the year 2020, the one who brought us to see the last Sunday in the month of January. Father, we worship you. We thank you, Lord. Father, Lord, we ask that you please come and teach us your word. Help us to be doers of your word. Father, I have no word of my own. I ask that you speak through me, that you speak to all of us, and that you help us, guide us, direct us. That any plan of the enemy against our lives destroyed by fire in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. God bless you. Happy Sunday, everyone. We thank the name of the Lord for this day. We thank God for all that he's doing in our lives. We thank God for that wonderful choir ministration. God will continue to bless and uphold our choir in Jesus' name. So by the grace of God, our main text will be from Joshua 24, Joshua 24, verses 1 to 16. Joshua 24, verses 1 to 16. And I read, and it says, and Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said unto all the people, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood, and led them throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac. And I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau, and I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. And I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them, and afterward I brought you out. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and ye came unto the sea. And the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen unto the Red Sea. And when they cried out unto the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt. And ye dwelt in the wilderness a long season. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side Jordan. And they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, that ye might possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and sent and called Balaam the son of Beor to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam, therefore he blessed you still, so I delivered you out of his hand. And you went over Jordan, and came unto Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drave them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword, nor with thy bow. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not. And ye dwelt in them, of the vineyards and the olive yards, and ye planted not, which ye planted not, do ye eat. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the God of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for Restoration Arena Stamford, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. From that text, we see God was explaining to the children of Israel all that he has done for them, all that he has delivered them from, and yet they went after other gods. And there was an ultimatum given to them that if you're going to serve the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth. But if it's too much for you, then serve other gods, those false gods. It is our prayer we will make the right decision in Jesus' name. Our topic today is decide. It's titled Decide. Decide that you will serve the Lord. Decide that you will serve the Lord. There are several definitions for the word decide, which I found from the dictionary. And here are some of them. Decide means to come to a resolution in the mind as a result of consideration. Cause to come to a resolution. Make a choice from a number of alternatives. In Joshua 24:15, which it says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the God of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We see from that particular verse that Joshua declared and decided he and his family will serve the Lord. The children of Israel had to make a decision to serve the Lord or serve false gods. In life, we are given this same decision every day in everything we do. Are we serving the Lord? Are we serving something else? It may not necessarily be like what they're talking about by pagan gods, but there are things in our life that we tend to replace and put, tend to take God out and put that in place first. What are those things? God will help us in Jesus' name. Do we put our job first? For as many of us here that are married, do you put your spouse first? Do you put your phone first? Is it the first thing you do? You look at your phone. Even myself, God will help me. Do you put social media first? Do you put WhatsApp first? Oh, it's an international call. It's Tunde. I haven't talked to him in a while. So let me answer this before I join prayer. Because many of us here, we get international call all the time. So What is it that we put first instead of putting God first? May God help us in Jesus' name. It is our prayer we will decide to serve the Lord God Almighty. Not just serve Him, but serve Him in fear and sincerity. That's why we're talking about decide. If you are going to serve the Lord, decide that you are going to serve Him faithfully, including myself. God will help all of us in Jesus' name. A time comes when you have to choose who or what will control you. The choice is yours. We know where it says in the Bible that it says, he that had no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down and without walls. What is controlling you? Even when you don't decide, that's a decision in itself. But it is our prayer we will decide to serve the Lord. Many of us started the year and said, this year we will pray more. This year I will fast more. This year I will try not to talk too much. Even myself, I was saying that when the fasting started, that I will, as the fasting starts, I will take a break from social media. After the first day, I caved in. God will deliver me in Jesus' name. And I'm praying for the remaining days that I will do it faithfully. Many of us said that we will do evangelism more. 26 days of the year has already gone by. And before you know it, I mean, the year goes by quick. Before you know it, we will be saying Happy New Year again. So what have we done this year? Many of us, we do these things called New Year's resolutions. But it is our prayer that we will not just simply say it, we will do it. That if we're going to pray more, we should pray more. If we're going to fast more, we should fast more. If we're going to preach the word more, we're going to preach the word more. If we're going to study the Bible more, we will simply do it. Just as the Nike logo says, just do it. So the question is, will it be God or your job or your phone, TV, or another imperfect substitute? Will you serve God or will you allow your job, your phone, TV, or another imperfect substitute to take God's place? God has given us a standard. Let us look at Matthew 5, verse 48. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48 says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven perfect. Society says it's not possible to be perfect, but who cares what society says, because society is not the one that created you. Society doesn't know the time you came into this earth, and also society doesn't know when you will leave this earth. Only God. So let's follow His standard. John 4, verse 24. John 4, verse 24. John chapter 4, verse 24. It says, God is a spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. We're going to worship the Lord. Let us worship Him in spirit and truth. And when we talk about worship, it's not just only singing. It is our lifestyle. It's how we talk. It's what we say. It's even what we wear, how we address ourselves as children of God. People should see the word of God in our lives, not just in our hands. Praise the name of the Lord. When you decide to serve God with all your heart, reaffirm your that choice every day. There's no such thing as once saved, forever saved. Once, as you have said, you have given your life to Christ, now every day work on it. It is a daily thing. Ask God for the grace every day. One prayer that we should pray is, Father, crucify the flesh in me. We should pray that prayer every day and allow more of God in our lives and less of the flesh. Like I said, Joshua decided to follow God irrespective of others' decisions. Don't let other people decide who you are. Follow God as you're supposed to follow God. Study the word of God. Don't wait until when others study the word of God that's the time you decide to do it. Remember, this race is an individual race. Yes, we have been called to fellowship with others as fellow believers, but at the end of the day, we will all stand before God individually. So that is why when we had this quiet time, it's very important that we practice having that quiet time individually as well. It is vitally important. Very, very important. Joshua was willing to set the example of living by that decision. Unfortunately, in Christianity today, there are many that preach the word but don't live by it. One of the things they talked about today is that how, I think Dolapo talked about on Facebook, there are so many people now that are trying to convince people not to pay tithe. We have to not only preach the word, but we also have to live by it. A recent on the news, there was this man of God who used charity funds that came from tithes and offerings. He used charity funds to buy a Bentley. And this is a pastor in America. Now, you see, that type of thing, the devil uses it now to deceive people into thinking they shouldn't pay tithe and offering. Because now they completely misunderstand the purpose of tithe and offering. They now think that it's going to someone instead of understanding that it's going to God. That's why we need to ask God for understanding and discerning spirit. Because the devil is using so many things to deceive people into not following the word of God. Because he knows when tithes and offerings don't come into the church, then all the things that the church needs to function from a physical standpoint, where in terms of if it's paying rent or the building itself, they won't have the money. And then physically the church will fall apart. One thing the devil tries to do is he first starts by trying to destroy the church spiritually, and then knowing that spirit, what's in the spiritual affects the physical. Praise the name of the Lord. God will help us, and the gates of hell will not prevail against his church in Jesus' name. The way we live shows others the strength of our commitment to God. Matthew 5, verse 16. Matthew 5, verse 16. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. And it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Says, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Apostle Paul was not just saying to follow him, but follow him as he's following Christ. That look beyond me. It is me. I'm the one that's following Christ. It's not for you to follow me, but to follow Christ. Because me, myself, I'm following Christ. We must look beyond the pastor, beyond the minister, beyond the worker, beyond whoever is preaching, and look unto God, the author and finisher of our faith. I want us to look at Joshua 24. Joshua 24, 16 to 18, which is a chapter from our main text this morning. Joshua 24, looking at verses 16 to 18, it says, "And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God." And looking at verse 21, "And the people said unto Joshua, Nay, but we will serve the Lord." Now they were simply saying, no, we will serve the Lord, we will not serve other gods. Now see, one thing, talk is cheap. It is one thing to say something, it's another thing to do it. Because if we go further, if we read further in the Bible, we see that they didn't keep that promise for long. We need the grace of God. We can't just simply say things. It is one thing to say that I will pray more this year. It's another thing to actually do it. The children of Israel claimed they would never forsake the Lord. However, they didn't keep the promise. It is easy to say we will follow God. However, it is important to live like it. James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. It says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looking into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." We shall be blessed in our deed in Jesus' name. So I just want to bring a few points on how we can decide to serve the Lord. Number one, decide to serve the Lord with all your heart. with all your heart. Decide to serve the Lord with all your heart. Matthew 22 verse 37 says, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Let us serve the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, everything within us. Let us serve the Lord. Number two, decide to pray. We've heard one of the prophecies today that if we do not pray very well, it'll be like the earth will be convulsing. There'll be volcanoes that have been dormant will begin to erupt. There'll be earthquakes in places you have never expected before. We need to pray, especially for those of us here, because when was the last time you saw an earthquake in Connecticut or New York? So we need to pray, and we need to pray very well. And one of the things our Father and the Lord talked about is the reason for all these things happening is because sin is running rampant, not just in this nation alone, but around the world. It is running rampant. And he said that's one of the reasons why we must evangelize more than ever before. So let us pray. And not just during our 6:30 a.m. prayer or 9 p.m. prayer, our own personal prayer. Let us increase that as well. Number three, decide to praise God. Like, for instance, we should decide right now to stand up and shout hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 34 verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Praising the name of the Lord in songs, in how we act, in everything we do, let us give praise unto the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Decide to fast. Number four, decide to fast. Matthew 17 verse 21. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Thank God that we're in the midst of prayer and fasting. Let us make it not just a habit. Let us ask God for the grace to do more fasting, because it is very easy, even after, before you know it, this prayer and fasting it will come to an end, because February is a short month, and before you know it, the prayer and fasting is over. Many of us get into this habit where we have done 50-day prayer and fasting, and then for the rest of the year, it's just like we forgot what fasting even means. Let us make time and ask God for the grace, because we need to. It's the grace of God for us to fast in the first place. Otherwise, it's just going to be a hunger strike. Let us ask God for the grace to pray and fast. Not just when we have our 3-day end of the month prayer and fasting, but let us make time to do our own individual prayer and fasting. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Finally, number five, decide to preach the gospel. We're in the end time. There's no more time important than now than to preach the gospel. Mark 16 verse 15 says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. We're to preach the gospel to everyone. It said preach the gospel to every creature, not just to every Nigerian, every creature, black or white. We're to preach the gospel to everyone. So let us, as the Holy Spirit leads us, and let us pray and ask God for his guidance and direction as we go out to preach the gospel. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us decide to shout hallelujah one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So I want us to rise. And I want us to pray one prayer. And that prayer is going to be of a declaration. We're going to say, Father, I have decided to serve you with all my heart. Help me to be everything you called me to be. And help me to finish well. in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord Jehovah, King of glory, Father in heaven, I have decided to serve you with all my heart. Help me to be everything you have called me to be, and help me to finish well, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help me to finish well, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. For in Jesus' most marvelous name, we are prayed. Father, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory, Lord. We ask, O Lord, that you please help us to be everything you have called us to be. That as we have decided to follow you, no turning back in the name of Jesus. We ask for your grace to finish well. We ask for your grace to finish strong in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We give you glory, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying.